Craig down, baby.
I'm back this week, which means I get to talk to Sean Ramos from Ramos Sideshow, Studio 360 podcast about the art you don't see in museums with our Friday Five.
I missed you, John.
This January. I missed you, too. What's the number one here?
The first one isn't necessarily a download, but you could submit a question for advice to Haruki Murakami, of all people. He announced this week his publicist announced that he'll be joining the ranks of Andrew WK and T-Pain and become an advice columnist in the new year. He's setting up a site, and pardon my Japanese here, called Murakami San no Tokoro, I think, which translates to Mr. Murakami's place. He's agreed to answer questions of any kind, and so I can't wait to see what comes of this. So I'm thinking people will, like, you know, send in submissions saying, like, you know, I'm suffering from chronic depression, and he'll be like, go for a run.
Get more color in your life or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Number two.
We had too many cooks last year.
Too many cooks.
This year, people are discovering there's just this guy on YouTube uploading different takes on existing TV show opening theme songs. Let's have a taste.
I've got friends, you've got friends. Let's put our friends together. All those friends in one bed. Making love forever. Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Joey. Rachel, Monica, Phoebe.
That was for Seinfeld. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Is this part of the Friends resurgence here, or is this just an example?
It's just
of
good
something?
Timing. I think it's just an example. That's my favorite, so I wanted to play it. But he's done one for Seinfeld, The Office, The Simpsons, Girls. They're often totally bizarre. This is classic weird internet. Like, he's not doing it for the clicks. He's not doing it for publicity. He's just doing it because this is what brings this gentleman joy.
And he's watched a lot of TV.
He sure has, yeah.
Number three,
it was Nicolas Cage's birthday this week. I don't know. Do you have a favorite Nick Cage movie, John?
Like Moonstruck.
And I bake bread, and I sweat.
I like Air Force.
Con Air.
Prende ese.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
absolutely.
Do I love Con Air.
So the correct answer on the internet for your favorite Nicolas Cage movie is all of them. He's like a walking meme. And to celebrate his 51st birthday this week.
Oh, actually, do you know Red Rock West?
I don't, actually.
Oh, that's a fantastic one.
You know what? I am better than you.
What's the premise?
I can't even tell you.
Okay.
You just have
I'll
to
have
see
to check it.
It
out. Classic Cage sounds like it. Mine's a three-way tie between Con Air, Face Off, and The Rock. But the site FlavorWire this week, to celebrate his 51st birthday, put together a list of like the 51 essential Nick Cage quotes. A lot of them will be familiar. Here's one that plays pretty high.
Listen, I'm just a biochemist. Most of the time, I work in a glass jar and lead a very uneventful life. I drive a Volvo, a beige one. But what I'm dealing with here is one of the most deadly substances the Earth has ever known. So what do you say you cut me some friggin' slack?
That's, of course, The Rock. And number one, I don't want to give away, but, you know, it's also from The Rock. It's amazing, but there are actually 51 notable Nick Cage lines, so you could spend some time with that.
Definitely check out Red Rock West. Let's see if the list changes. Number four.
Someone released a drawing with emoji template this week. It's all 722 emoji characters that you'll find on your smartphone. And instead of just being able to send them in a text, now you have a white canvas and you can just make portraits or collages with them. You can change
the
size.
Like Dot Matrix.
It is, yeah, but with emoji. And man, I saw some wonderful, wonderful work this week as a result of this guy releasing this thing.
Do you work in any particular emoji, like frogs or
I mean, my favorite
faces?
Is obviously the brown man with a turban because I could use it for so many. It's so versatile. It's actually my Twitter avatar right now is a birthday cake my girlfriend made for me with a brown man emoji face on it. It's great.
So beautiful. That's really great. Number five.
The Internet Archive. I think I spoke to you a few weeks ago about how they released a bunch of arcade emulators online. This week, they uploaded over 2,000 MS-DOS games from Doom to Zelda to Metal Gear, Wolfenstein, whichever one, Bust a Move, Street Fighter, games I didn't even know existed, like Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, and of course, the Oregon Trail. So you can start 2015 with a healthy case of dysentery.
Virtual.
Yeah. Sorry. Virtual dysentery.
Sean Ramos Aram, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Sean Ramos Aram is host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast that you need to pay more attention to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's awesome.
I'm a good guy.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.